Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miles. This is Amy with Best Buy Appliance Services. I have a customer that was supposed to have a dishwasher installed, delivered and installed in his hallway, taken away today. But he had a leak underneath his sink, and he had to have a plumber come out, and it turns out there it just needed a washer. And where the connection went, and the leak stopped.
Okay.
But he was wondering, is there any possible way to get them back out there today to deliver and install this dishwasher?
Can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
917-567-6479.
And that was 917-567-6479. Thank you. And I'm attempting to locate the customer's order in our database.
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm waiting on the system. I apologize for the delay.
Oh, you're fine. It went really quiet, so I was like, oh, no.
Oh, okay. Was there background noise before?
Yeah, I can hear if you're there, and then it sounded like maybe you muted it or something. I don't know.
Oh. I just didn't know if you could hear the music in the background.
Oh, no, I can't hear any music.
Okay, good deal. That's awesome. Because, you know, rather than sit in silence, you know, if I can have some music playing in the background, that's cool. But I don't want anyone on the phone to be able to hear the music, not due to vulgar language, just for professional purposes. Can you hear anything? Can you hear any music?
No, I can't hear any music.
Okay, good deal. That's awesome.
Like, it sounds like... there might be someone talking in the background or something, like, but it's such a slight, small whisper that I wouldn't even be able to make out what they're saying.
Oh, okay. I've got fans going. That's about it. That and the music.
Oh,
It
could even be a fan going.
Yeah, that probably
there's
is.
There's literally just something that comes and goes.
Yeah, that probably is what it is. And I see this order is for Lindy Russo at 2010 37th Street, second floor, Astoria, New York, 11105. Primary phone, 917-567-6479, with an email of lrusso1919@gmail.com. Is this correct?
Yep.
Oh, I just noticed on the order, the dishwasher install was placed into canceled status by the Best Buy API system.
It's not canceled off. It's just in a reschedule status.
In your system, it is, but in our system, it's canceled. This is what's been causing a lot of problems lately. So what happens is, for some reason, the Best Buy API system places the installation and hallway into canceled status in DMS, and DMS is what the installers go by. But if you're looking at it in your system, it looks like you can reschedule it. So if the customer called you and said, hey, I've got the work done, I want to go ahead and get this rescheduled, and then you're like, okay, well, let me get it rescheduled. It looks okay, so you reschedule it, and then you say, okay, well, the guys will be out on the 10th. And then the customer, okay, cool, the 10th sounds great, let's do that. And then come the 10th, the customer's waiting for the installers to show up, and no one ever shows up. And the reason is because it rescheduled it in your system, but it was still canceled in DMS. And in these types of scenarios, the only way to fix it is to create a brand new installation order and schedule the brand new installation order. It's been an ongoing problem.
I can try rescheduling this one and see if it, because I know what you're talking about, but sometimes it does pop back up. But once it's out of your system and a reschedule, then it canceled your install order for you guys in your system. So I know what you're talking about. If they're able to get back out there today to deliver this, I could try rescheduling this so that you can see the install and haul away back on there. You would just have to force it on to today.
But they wouldn't be able to go back out today because it's in canceled status.
Even the delivery of the dishwasher?
The delivery status wasn't updated like it should have been. Did they leave the unit on site, or did they? No, it says the tech called. They refused the service. Customer has leak. Sent unit back with tech. Unit will be returned tomorrow morning. Uh-huh. So I need to go ahead and place the delivery portion into pending client reschedule status, so that Best Buy will be able to manipulate that. Let's see here.
Yeah, if you can even get that into reschedule, then I can possibly reschedule this, but. That's keeping me from being able to reschedule my end right now is the delivery of the unit itself.
And let's see here. I'm just waiting on the database. Okay, so I have placed the delivery portion into pending client reschedule status. You can try rescheduling it while you have me on the phone, and I can let you know if it updates in our system.
Okay, let me see if what you just did updated yet on my end.
Sure.
Yeah, it's still showing in transit. It's showing that the dishwasher's on the truck.
Yeah, so that what that means is that it's not going to be able to any. There's not going to be anything that's going to be able to be done with the order until tomorrow when the unit's returned to the warehouse. But in all honesty, there's going to have to be a brand new installation and delivery order created in order for our side to acknowledge that the order exists and it has been rescheduled. So the techs will know to go out on whatever date it is that the new order is scheduled for.
Okay. Yeah, once we reevaluate it, once it gets out of the in-transit and we reevaluate it to put it all back in one appointment again, that should basically, like, do what you're saying and create a new installation appointment.
Okay.
So,
well, as long as
that's
a new order is created.
To bypass. Well, that's how we get it to, without having to create a whole new order, it creates a new order for you guys.
As long as it creates a new order for us, then that'd be great, because we're not going to be able to work off of the DMS order number 0706CBA3, because this one was canceled by Best Buy API. And once it's canceled by Best Buy API, it will not come out of that status.
Yeah, it'll get a new number on it. It'll get a new external number on it.
Very cool. So. Very cool. Well, that's awesome. And I apologize that the techs can't go back out today, unfortunately. But would there be anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
Nope, that is it. I'm just waiting. If we were able to get that in there, then I could do it while I had you on the phone. So.
Oh, I understand.
All righty. Well, thank you. I appreciate you looking into it for me.
You're very welcome. And if there was nothing further that I could assist with today, I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope you have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. You're welcome. Bye-bye.